like to sit on my perch and look at the pink trunk of pines and the tall, dark green pyramids of cypresses. I watch the birds quarreling in their branch, and then my eyes move to the background and follow the hazy blue gradient of the forest and hills dissolving at the horizon. The color, the shapes that give to see them. I'm scared to think that I could have ended up in the darkness. When I was 10 years old, I found a tub of glue on the ground while playing in the street near my house in Syria. I thought that luck because it was better than the one I had at home. The picture on the tub showed that it could stick together not only paper, but other materials, like wood and plastic. Now I could build a real dream house for my baby doll. I unscrewed the lip and pressed the tub, but nothing came out. When I squeezed harder, the glue suddenly squirted into my eyes like the fast tongue of the snake. It felt as if I had fire in my eye. I don't know how much glue was in my eyes or how to get it out. I could still see a little bit, but everything was blurry. I did not want to tell my parents, so I ran to the nearest pharmacy, blaming myself for my stupidity. When I got to the pharmacy, I was so afraid and confused that the only thing I could say that glue. I was breathing heavily. Here you go, 18 pins, responded the pharmacist, putting the tub of a glue on the counter in front of me and mocking my weird face by laughing. He thought I was making a funny face, but when I told him that had happened, his smile turned into a frown, and he told me to go to the hospital immediately. I ran home to my mother as fast as I could, but by the time I reached home, I could not see anything. She put me in the car and drove me to the hospital. The doctor examined my eye and said he had no idea how to get the glue out. I could only hear my mother scream as the doctor and nurse urged them to do something. They tried to wash my eyes, but it didn't help. So they said I need a surgery. Everything disappeared and became black. My feelings and consciences blurred, because I thought I was going to be blind all my life. I thought about how I would not be able to see the faces of my sister or my mom and dad, and how I wouldn't see our garden or see myself in the mirror. I was losing the world in which I lived and going to another, a dark world. I asked myself if I would still be able to have images in my mind, if I would be able to continue to go to school, if my friends would still want to play with me. Then everything switched off. I began to hear whisper sound as I came out of anesthesia. I saw a white light. I realized I was giving a chance to see. I felt my mother's hand on my shoulder. The doctor told me and my mother that I actually had a very surgery operation because the eyes are a sensitive organ, but that my vision would be restored. After the surgery, I could not see well for 2 months, and my eyelid was heavy. But the doctor reassured that my sight would eventually return completely. I'm still very afraid when I see any children holding glue. I feel as if the experience created a knot in me. A knot to remember that we take for granted many things and being to appreciate them only when there is a possibility for their being taken from us. As I'm looking at the pins, the caprices and the hills, I think what that luck. Gina Hanna, age 19, is from Damascus, Syria. She has lived in New York since October 2019 at the College of Staten Island. Her teacher is Polina Pilimova, and the program director is Polarina Licolari.